Okay, today is Daf Ayin. Daf Ayin. Daf Ayin of Beteth is Kulin. We're on Daf Samach Tes, and we've got the Mishnah over again. Got to move, there's a lot to say over here. Hamavakeres, Hamakasha Lele. If a mother is a mother animal, is having a baby, and it's going to be a Bakar, and the problem is, very hard, difficult labor. It's very difficult labor. The mother's going to die. So Machatek Aver Aver. As each Aver of the animal comes out, you're allowed to cut it off. That's going to help the mother. It's not going to be such a difficult labor. Umashet the klub and give it to the dog. Yatsa rubo. Once robe comes out, hareze yikaver. Too late. You have to now bury it, right? You can't make a mum now in the animal because now it's a bechor. The definition of bechor means that it had a baby, that it came through the womb, right? The nefteres min ha-bechora, and now it's pater from bechor. If the mother has another baby, not going to be a bechor. Why? It's a mother bechor already. Itmar yatsa shlish umachro l'ovet bechavim. Let's say a third came out, and you sold it to a guy. The halacha is there is no bechor if an owner is a guy. No such bechor. That's how they get out of it today. Make a partner with a guy. There's no bechor if owner's a guy. So a third came out and you sold it to the guy. Because of yatsa shlish acher. Then another third came out. So now you have two thirds out. That's already a rope. Right? However, after one third, you had sold it to a guy. Now two thirds. So what's the story with that? Is that a valid sale? Rav Huna Amar Kadosh. Rav Huna says it's a bechor. Rabba Amar ain't a kadosh. Rabba says it's not a bechor, it's a guy who owns part of it. Rav Huna Amar Kadosh. Why is it kadosh? Didn't you sell to a guy? Says Rav Huna, yes, you sold it to a guy. You only did that after a third already was out. So kasavar, he holds, limmafreya kadosh. Retroactively, it becomes kadosh. Kivan de nafak le rube. Since rove came out, it's all good, it's all healthy. I galai milso limmafreya. It's revealed limmafreya. The meikara have kadosh. It was kadosh all along. Umay de zavin? Ah, it's love klum. That's not a sale. Love klum zavin. That's not a sale. That was nothing. Look at Rashi. Lemafreya hu kadosh. It's the second line of the after the Gemara Rashi's. Af agav debalei de tala rachmana. Even though the issue is leda, uberuba hu to have a leda, and with robe there's a leda. Miu ki nafak ruba. When robe comes out, mash vule leda mitchila. It becomes a retroactive birth. Being glay milsa, and it's revealed the chizavim over the kochavim. When you sold it to the guy, after part of it came out, lav klums of it. That's nothing. The ain't lo chelik bo, right? Therefore, it's not a sale. Why is it not a sale? Because you can't sell after it's sold. It's already a bechor. It was only halfway coming out. That doesn't make a difference. Rabba Amar back in the Gemara ain't a kadosh. No way. Kasavar because he holds mikan lahaba kadosh. No. The Kedusha is from going forward. When a third was out, what was the story when a third was out? It wasn't Kadosh yet. You can tell it to anyone you want. Umayt is oven, shopper's oven, and what you sold is a good sale. Okay? Second. Let's look at Rashi again. Mikan Lahaba. Matias Robe Eluku Kadosh. It's only kadosh once there's rove and on. Ubitzchilas leidaso, at the beginning of the leida, chulin havi, still chulin. V'yachol amokro, ki'ilu hu b'mei imo. You could sell it as if it's still in the womb. Shaharei kedushaso tola b'leida. Again, everybody holds that kedusha is totally b'leida. Only question is how you view the leida. Going forward, ola mafreya. The kivin de mechiraso mechira, since it's a valid mechira, ha'v'layat akom b'emza, though I had a hand in his ownership, Sulo Kaddish, Rebbe Shlishach Wonim. There can be no Kedusha now in the second two thirds. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Ba'az Lutamayhu. And they're consistent here. The Itmar. These two Shitas are consistent. Ravuna says, the Leg is Lamafreya. Rabbit says, the Leg is Mikan Lava. Let's say one third of the animal went out derech dofen, v'shnei shlishi derech rechem, and two thirds went out a cesarean. So the chassam's over the path, that possible? It's impossible. So he answers that the slach asks impossible. So he answers. Wait 1 second. What is the answer? No. 1 second. He says the only way that can happen is if the animal stuck a third out, came back in, and then went out the other way. That could happen. Oh, so the whole. What do you mean? No, so that third is considered out. It stuck its body back in, and the whole thing came out the other way. That was out already. It was out already. Considered out already. Right. That's the only way that can happen. Rav Huna Amar Eino Kadosh. Rav Amar Kadosh. Rav Huna says Eino Kadosh. Rav says Kadosh. Rav Huna Amar Eino Kadosh. Why? Because Rav Huna Letanei. Some of them are Freya Kadosh. Right. Veruba Kama Lesa Berechem. He holds the exact same shita, but here it's the exact opposite result. Before he held the sale was nothing. Here he holds that there's not a bechor. Why? Why is it not a Bechor? Because it came out from two different parts, and therefore you're lacking the Rechem. Two-thirds came out via cesarean. That's not a Bechor. A third came out like that. Doesn't make a difference. Rabba Amar Kadosh. Why is Rabba say Kadosh? Rabba L'Tamei. Amar Mikan L'Hapa. Kadosh. Viruba Derech Rechem Nafik. Rove went out the right way. Sorry, 1 second. Yeah. That's not why would you? This is what you did. This is what happened. I'm not questioning why you did it. This is what happened. So 1 second. I'm sorry. Derech Dofen is cesarean. So the first third came out cesarean. Second two thirds came out regular. Says Rav Huna, that's not a ledah. Why? Because I go basar limafreya. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Who ain't a kadosh? Why? Lemafreya kadosh. Veruva kama lete berechem. That's what he holds. Now, it's the same explanation for the opposite result. By the case of Bechor, by the goy, he held was a valid birth. And therefore, the sale to the goy was invalid. Here he holds it's an invalid ledah. So the Gemara asks, why do we need the same rule? Why do we need the same case? If you only had the case of the goy, baka amar avuna mishum dilakula. There we hold like avuna because it's a kula. What's the kula? The kula is that the sale to the goy is invalid. Avo baha, but by this case of the one third, dilakumra, and mo dilarabba, maybe he would agree with Rabba. And now the Gemara is the exact same thing as we eat. My baha, baka amar rabba, avo baha, and mo dilarabuna, shrikhim. In other words, the reason why the Gemara mentioned both cases is because even though one's a kula, one's a chumra, they still maintain their shitos. Tanan, that we learned in our Mishnah, hamivakeres hamakasha leilid, if a mother is having a difficult time giving birth to the bechor, mechatik eiver, you can cut off each eiver, umashlech leklavim, and you can throw it to the dog. My lav, doesn't that mean mechatek umeinia? Doesn't that mean taking a limb, you put it over here? Take another limb, you put it right over there. Take another limb, you keep doing that. Keep piling up the limbs right next to you. Look at Rashi. The second Rashi on the page. You keep doing that, ad shigatsu rubo, until Rove is already out. Even the Rove came out. And the limbs are all here staring us in the face. You can throw it to a dog. It's okay. That only makes sense if you're going forward. Umakame Yitzias Rov Lo Kaddish. Midi. And until Rov comes out, it's not considered a Leda. Hanach the Itzchatku, Mekame Hachi, Lo Chala Kedusha Alayim. Whatever came out till now, has no kedusha. Ella, yamar lemafreya hu kadosh. If you hold it to lemafreya, hakivan deruba kaman. Since Rove's steering us right here in the face, he got in milsa biyatiyat Rove to make our kadosh lahu. So you see from here that it was kadosh all along. So how on earth can you do this? How on earth can you do this? According to Rav Huna, this doesn't work. So the Gemara answered. Rashi just explained the whole question. The Gemara just say in a much shorter version. The Amrit Lemafreya hu kadosh, and if you hold Lemafreya, it's kadosh. How could you give it to the dog? How could you do that? You cover me, boyle. It should be buried. Why should it be buried? Because it's a bechar that came out that can't be a bechar. Why can't it be a bechar? Because it's a mum. Why does it have a mum? Because it cut off parts. How can you give it to the dog? Gemara says, you're right. You can't give it to the dog. Pacha mayaskinan, the machate humashlim. As you cut off each limb, you give each limb to the dog. That you can do. Why? Because according to everybody, that's not considered a robe. I cut off one little part of the hoof. Why did I do that? Because the mother's having a hard time having a baby. I fit it to the dog. I don't wait. If I wait to pile up all the limbs, I'm going to run into a problem. Why? Because once I have Rove, it's the Gaila Milsa that it's a birth. I don't wait. I give it to the dog immediately. That I'm allowed to do. And now I'm allowed to do that, it'll never become a Rove. Why? Because you don't say Rove when the dog starts. That you don't say. Oh, Rove of the animal's been eaten. You don't say that. You only say that if it's staring us in the face. Abo Machatech Umeniach. What would Taka be the case if you cut it off and let it pile up? You cover. That halacha would be, you have to bury it. The Torah says, wait a minute. At the tiny Sefer. So the Sefer of the Mishnah, a very short Mishnah, but the Sefer of the Mishnah said, Yatza Rubo, if Rove came out, you cover. Right? Why? Because Rove came out, it has a mum, it can't be a Bechor, it's very dead anyway. But if they're men of Bechor, the mother can never have a Bechor again. So why do you have to come to another case? Lip plug for listening to today. Make the chiluk in the very same case. The man of Amamurim, when's the halacha that you are pater from Bechor? That's where the mechatech humashlich, ever. As you cut off each limb, you give it to the dog. Avo mechatech humeniach, but if you wouldn't give it to the dog each limb, you just pile them up, then you cover. You'd have to bury it. Why do we need a separate case to teach you to do a burial? Same case. You're right. That's what we meant to say. When is it true that there is no din of bechor that you can feed it to the dog? Every time you cut off the limb, you feed it to the dog right away. You're never going to get the rope. Why? The dog ate it all. But if you cut off the limbs and didn't give them to the dog, you piled them up. Then nasa kemishiyot rubo v'yikaver. It's as if rope came out and now it has to be buried. Boy Rava. Rava asked the following question. Halchu be'evarin acha harov, or lo halchu be'evarin acha harov? When we're talking about the limbs, do we follow the rove or not? What does that question mean? Do we follow the rove or not? What does that even mean? So here, let's look at Rashi. Ready? This is Rashi. Rashi says as follows. A long Rashi, but he explained it beautiful. Halchu be'evarin, kid refarish v'azol. Here's what we're going to explain. Shiyatza rubo umid aver. What happened? The halacha is, when is a birth is when it's 51%. So 51% of the animal came out of the womb, and in this 51% is a mi'at of the aver we're discussing. Only a mi'at of the hoof came out, with 51% combined, the whole animal is a rove of the animal's out. How did the animal get to a rove? This limb, that limb, and plus the one we're going to be discussing, but only a mi'at of it came out. Okay? So that miut pushes the animal over the 50% line. So far, so good? That 1%, the 5% of the limb made it 51%. If you remove that limb, it's under 50%. The rove of the limb is still inside, though. Rove uber yata, rove of the uber went out, miut echad min ha'evarim, hishlim li siyat the rove. And a mi'at of one of the limbs gave it that rove. Become a violet. Halcha be'evarim achar rove. So wait a minute. Don't we always follow the rove? If rove of the limb is still inside, shouldn't we view the whole limb as being inside? And if the whole limb is inside, it doesn't count. It's not a lazo. Exactly. The Meshadi Miut Aver Shiyata Basaruba with them, Tavi command the low nafik high miut. It's as if the miut didn't go out. Veleka Yitzias Rove Uber. And it's not a rove of a bird. Ziyim Ratza, and if you want, Mechadze Pamasha Zatlava. You can kill it, cut off things, and give it to the dog. By the way, Rashi says, Umishumatil Mum Bekachim Leka. The issue of putting a mum in a behema doesn't apply. If an itz, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put a mum into a behema. You're not allowed to put a mum into a bechor or a carbon. The mutter lahatul mum bebechor kodim shiyata la'avu ha'olam. Because you're allowed to give a mum to a bechor as long as it doesn't see the light of day. That's mutter. So till it's 50%, you can do that. Kigon, yitzias rosho, or yitzias rubo, derech bar galosa, part of it came out. Correct. Till it comes out, it's not considered. What? No, you're doing it to save the mother. Just to do torture, you can't. You're right. In a chalama, you can't. You're doing it for a reason. What? Correct. The question that they all ask is, why did Rashi wait till here? Tell you this din. By the way, middle of the sugya, he pipes up. By the way, there's an issue of there's no issue of mum until it comes out. We've been doing this for half a day. Oh, now Rashi decides to tell you that. That should have been on the Mishnah. This Rashi. There's no issue. Don't think there's an issue. People have the third. You know, there's an issue. No, there's no issue. Until it comes out, there's no issue. Why Rashi wait till here to say it? They made it longer. No, so he has a whole tumult over here. Yeah, but it's the difference between it's a yotze, it's a mechor. Okay, it's very complicated. Because people are going to be even more confused. Now, says the Gemara, wait a minute. That's the case, right? That's the question. Rove came out with a mead of this aver. So don't we go bust a rove? If we go bust a rove, the limb, the mead of the limb should not be considered out because the rove's inside and then you're under 50%. What are you talking about? What we just said. Rove of the animal came out with the meat of the aver. Becoming boiled, and I want to know. Hi meat the beroy, bust a rove, the aver should eat and lay? Do we go bust a rove? And if we go bust a rove, the limb is considered inside, and therefore the ladle is less than 50%. Oh, bust a ruba, the uber should eat and lay. Or do we go bust a rove of the baby? The rove of the baby is more than 50%. Pshita l'lush of kin and ruba de uber bazlina bust a rove de aver. There's no shiloh about that. There's no shiloh. We're not going to say, well, since rove of the aver is inside, we're going to view this partial aver that's outside as if it's inside. That we're not going to say. You hear? That we're not going to say. What will we say? Of course the aver is outside. Why? Because why should it be considered inside? Because rove of the aver, so what? So half the body's outside, with this aver, this part of it, there'd be a 50%. There's no shaila about that. Elo, here was the shaila. Kigon shiyata chetyav berove aver. It's exactly 50%. How do you get the 50% rove of this aver? Now, will the meat of this aver be considered also outside to push you over the line? That was the shiloh. Right? Why? Go bust a rove. Rove is outside. If I take 75% of it outside, if I take the other 25% of it outside, I go up to 51%. Becoming boilate. Hahu meat digavoy. The meat that's still inside. Mahu lemishdaye bust a rove aver. Do we go bust a rove of the aver and bring the whole thing outside? That was the shiloh. What do you want the difference? The first way the Gemara said that's impossible. It's impossible that the meat of the aver should be considered inside when the Levite is outside. What? So I hear what you're saying. So maybe we're only going to go bust a rove. Right. So the question is, do we go bust a rove to make it into a ladle, not to not make it into a ladle? Correct. So the question is, do we go bust a rove only to turn it into a leda. But that's not to turn it into a leda. That's the question. Yes. Let's say you know. Let's say you know. I don't know. Let's say you know. Let's say you know. I don't know how you know, but let's say you know. Toshma. Said the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Yatsa Ruba Reda Yikaber. If Rove came out, you have to bury it. That, and so also it's dead. My Rubo. What do you mean Rubo? Elam Rubo Mamish. If it's Mamish Rove, I need a Mishnah to tell me, Ad Hash De Lo Hashem Eina Rubo Kekulo. I don't know anywhere else in Shas that Rubo Kekulo. All of a sudden, I need a Mishnah to cool to tell me that? That's olive base. El Alav, Shigon, Shiyatza Chetia of Rove Eber. What must it be? It must be Chetia of only half. Not Rove. It's not Rove. 50% exactly. But Rove of the Eber. And what are we going to say? That the meat of the Eber inside gets pulled after the Rove, and therefore it's a din of Rove. The Gemara says, no, not say that at all. Kigon Shiyatza Rubo Umiyut Eber. Right? No. Go back to what we said before. Kigon Shiyatza Rubo, the Rove of the animal came out, Bimiyut Eber, Bikamash Malon, the Losh of Kidon Rubo the Eber, the Uber, the Behema, Bazin and Basar Eber. Right? We don't say that we go after the robe of the Eber. Right? In other words, what we started off by saying was Pashit, that becomes the punchline. In other words, robe came out. How do you get to the robe? With the meat of that Eber. The robe's inside. Do we say, well, the Eber is going to go back in following the robe? No, we do not say that. Okay? So, by the way, our Mishnah has nothing to help us in this topic. Okay. Boy Rava. Rava asked the following question. Karcho besiv mahu. What if you deliver the mother in some kind of enclosure, some kind of blanket? Look at Rashi. Mahu. Shetehe chatzitza. Is that a chatzitza? Bamrinon. Given the lo naga berechem, lo kaddish, do we say, since you stuck a towel in and took the baby out with a towel, the baby never touched the walls of the rechem as it came out? The ha rechem hu de makadish. The rechem is the thing that makes it mutter. The bididei toli rechmana. That's what the Torah cares about. Ula kaman boy, emas karkul. When that happened. Now, back to the Gemara. So, karko betziv mouth. What if you did it with a sieve? Betalito mahu. What if you did it with a talis? Beshilyaso mahu. What if you did it with a shilya? So Gemara says, Beshilya? Orchehu, that's normal. Ela beshilya acheret. You use a different animal, shilya. Think on this animal. Is it a chatzita? Karkoso, vochazaso, vochiyu mahu. What if you took some kind of towel and you took it out with your hand? Rashi says something wild. Rashi says, it's the Rashi of Vikarkoso. The last Rashi for the lines get wide. Isha viyadeha hoti uhu, a woman herself, right? Stuck her hand, voti uhu, took out the baby, vihispiku yadeha ben olabena rechem. And the hand was a hefsek between the mother of the animal and the baby. We're talking about animals here. Miyamirin kibaduruki hu leila at the hand of lavchatiti. Do we say that since this is a normal way to deliver an animal, since it's normal, it's not a chatzitza, or no, it's a chatzitza? It's very odd. Tosfos points it out. Rashi says that a woman is delivering the animal. It's very unusual. It should be the farm guy. What's a woman? What is Rashi, a woman? A woman delivering the animal? Tosfos says it can't be. How would a woman be doing that? It's not a woman, it's something a woman does. Well, it's not funny. What? No, because every time you find it's not what he means. It's not a sexist thing. Every single time in Shas, that's what points out. Every single time in Shas, when you're talking about a farmer, it's always a male. It's always a male. A roed, always a male. All of a sudden here, Rashi and Davai and says, oh, by the way, it's an Isha. Strange. What? That's what Tosafot said. They call the midwife. They call the helper. That's what Tosafot said. But the one that actually doing it, that's always heroic. Always a farmer. We got the next mission to be a farmer. When the baby's dying, the farmer comes to try to save the baby. We got to be the next mishnah, right? Not a woman. All of the Rashi throws in a woman. Yeah. Now, the Gemara says, Hechi dami. What's the case? He did not fuck derech reishe. What does that mean? He did not fuck derech reishe. If it's coming out head first, petarte. That came out already. Then you can't make a problem. Ella did not fuck derech margolosav. No, it's coming out feet first, and you're going to have the, and you're going to have the blanket there or some kind of hand there to help the baby come out. That's going to be a suffix. A suffix if that's a chatnitza or not. We're never going to answer this suffix because I just want to finish to the teiku. Next, you know what? Let's stop right here. So if the child came up and Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. Well, what about for human beings? What about if you have four sets and you're delivering a baby with four sets and it's a bechor? Is that a chatzitza? Well, but is that a chatzitza? What do you mean, roe? Doesn't it go by roe? Doesn't it really hear about roe? We said it's a chatzitza. If it's not, doesn't touch the walls of the canal, it's a chatzitza. So is four sets a chatzitza? Some will machmir. So, the pidyon aved. So you lose the pidyon aved. Some will machmir. Says Rav Moshe, no, it's not a problem. First of all, who said to compare animals to humans? Then Rav Moshe has unbelievable insight. He's such a genius. He says, by behemah, the laser is the key. That's what turns it into a bechor. Where does that happen? It happens the second it's born. Says Rav Moshe, when does the pinyon event happen? It happens 30 days later. What do you see from here? But the laser is not the issue. What's the issue? Has to be Kayama, 30 days, and it has to be the firstborn. So if there's a fourth step, it's going to ruin it? Absolutely not. A C-section wouldn't be. So who threw anything in here about a chatzitza? That thing only doesn't apply. Why? Only applies by animals. And then, by the way, even others that disagreed with motion at this point, tell the sex maker. First of all, the suffix if you compare animals to humans. And even if you do, the Gemara itself has a suffix if this is a problem. Why? Because it's that a chatzitza. Maybe it's for the benefit of the animal. So if enough stake is, that shouldn't be an issue. I believe the minhag ha'olam is that if a bechor is born with forceps or back, these types of things, they make a pinyan aven with a bracha and everyone holds like Rav Moshe. I don't think lemaisa at the end of the day anyone argued on that. I guess it came up, right? Is that true? Yeah, but if it's not going to come out without forceps, it's not coming out. You're going to have to do a C-section, and it certainly won't be a pinyon aven, right? What? Correct. The issue is chatzitza. No, so he's saying roe is not chatzitza. I don't know if that makes a difference. What? Okay. Okay. Oh my goodness. Bila, so we started on time today. It's very difficult Gemara. This Gemara is like all suspended animation. Bila so chulda, somehow a weasel swallowed the baby. Vahotzi uhu mahu. Then it threw the baby out. So a man has to show that had the baby come out of the body. In the mouth of the weasel. So what kind of question is that? Vahotzi uhu pikte. It's out. No, Ella, no. Bila so swallowed it. Vote to you, spit it out. The Echnisu took it back in. The Hakiyaso threw it up. We got some ale of Mahu. Now it came out by itself. What's the din? Why? Because it spent time not in the womb. Hidvich Shnei Rechamim, the Yatza Mizev and Itzas was their mouth. What if you take two wombs, take the baby out of one womb, put it in another womb? Mahu, what's the din? The day Peter allowed the day. Mahu. The day. How do you read this? The day Pater, Patar. The love the day, love Patar. It's a womb over here. It, Dilma, the love the day, Nami Patar. In other words, this, where it comes out, where it's born, it's taka peta, it's a womb. However, it's not the mother. It was there for 15 minutes. Right. And the answer is teku. The Rif, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch, all leave out this din. Why? And the Maharaj al-Ghazi explains, it's impossible to happen. It's impossible. How could that happen? Right? He says, Mishum she'ena mitzuyim. It's not very common. I think it's extremely uncommon. Right? However, the Rambam and the Tor, they quote it. Quote this to him. Tosus explains, Tosus says, Shemikrim elu lo yavo l'olam. They're never going to happen, says Tosus. Afal pikein donab hem agamara. Why? Mishum drush v'kabal skar. Tosus is in Tzubas on Daftalim. And the Maral in Prague explains, the reason why the Gemara mentions such an unusual case is to highlight what is the din, what's the issue when it comes to a bechor. Is it coming out of the womb or coming out of a womb? What's nafkamina, right? And he says, "V'yesh b'zeh yisod gadol b'dine bechor." The big issue of dine bechor, and that's what the Gemara. That's what he means. Drush v'kabal skar, even though it's not halacha l'maisa. It's a big issue in the din of a bechor. That's the best I can tell you. Yeah. There you go. Excellent. Wonderful. There you go. Right. So I said yesterday, many times I have a Gemara with a far-fetched case. And we always explain, we're mentioning the far-fetched case just to teach principle. So it's hard to say that when biology was an impossibility. Right? So now it's not impossible anymore. Now it's far-fetched. Only they can do it in a lab. But so what? They can do it in a lab now. That's a big halakha l'maaseh. What's the issue? So the answer is taken. Right. And then they come up with forceps and they ask Moshe Feinstein what to do. Right? What's the story? Is it a chatzitza or not? It's a very legitimate question. Right? Boy Ravacha. Niftachu kasoli beis rechem out. What if you widen the walls of the rechem? Abi rechem maknish v'ikah. So it's going through the canal. Oh, Dilma negiyas rechem mekashav olecha. But it has to touch the actual walls, and here it's not doing that. By Mar Baravashi, Nekru Kosli Beis Rechem out. What if you uproot the wall to the Beis Rechem? So it says, Nekru Halasnu, you're not going to have, what's it called? You're not going to have a Beis Rechem. No, El Nekru Vatol Libetavari Mouth. No. You just move it from its spot. You put it by the neck. But it's still there. I don't know how that could happen. Then Koma Makache, in its place, Kodesh, Shlovim Koma Lo Makache, or Dilma Shlovim Koma Nam Makache. Is that Kodesh or not? Is that the baby? No, I don't think so. Oh, you tie the baby by the neck? I don't know. What if you thin down the walls of the Beis HaRechem? You thin them down. Amalei, Konagat by the Bible. We had that question already. The Boy of Zera, Boy Mene Reb Zera, Merabasi, Omeid Meruba Alaparit. Let's say you have more wall of womb than holes. You got to derech parit, but it went out through one of the holes. Or parit meruba ala amud. There were more holes than womb, but you got to derech amud, but it went out through the hole, through the non-hole. My, what's the din? Ad kan lo yibal on ela parit meruba ala amud. I only know the question. I can only answer you about parit. If there's more hole, the ikka omeid ba'ola. Why? Because it's still omeid over here. Avol nigmu. But if you thin it down, look, I don't have an answer to you. Why? Because you thin down the entire, every inch of the womb, you've thinned down. So did you make it, ois a womb? It's no longer a womb? Why do you have a womb with a hole in it? So we can tumble, maybe it went out through the hole, it went out through the rechem, you can have a discussion about that. Here, you thin down the womb so much, you don't have a womb anymore. And that's a takeaway. Okay? Next. Behema shemes ubra, v'soch mayecha. If the behemoth dies inside the womb, behemoth died inside. Behoshet aroa es yado, and the male shepherd sticks his hand into the baby, into the body, to get the baby out. It's dead. The guy got it out. Okay, stay in there. V'nagabo, and he touches it. Now it's dead, right? So bein behemet tamei, bein behemet tahora. Doesn't matter if it's a kosher animal or non-kosher animal. Tahar, you are tahar. Why are you tahar? Because it's tumah that's concealed, tumah that's hidden, tumah that's in a beit habluwa, it's in a concealed place. That doesn't make you tamei. It's a tevela. Doesn't make you tamei. You didn't touch it when it came out. You touched it when it's inside. It'll get it afterwards. Like the Gemara is going to say in the next few days, somebody swallows a ring, walks into a house with tzaras, that ring is not tameh. Then the ring comes out, he excretes the ring, that ring is not tameh. Why? Because there's no such thing as hidden tumah. No such thing. Okay? Now, Rabbi Akiva has an issue with that, but that's only Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Ashi meant that over here. Even according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi, no. Bitameh, tameh, bitar, retar. Depends. Tameh animal, you're tameh. Tar animal, you're tar, right? My time is Tanakama. What's Tanakama's region? Amr of Chitza, Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. Wait a minute. If the mother will save you, if you could eat this baby without Shkita, why? Such a thing as a Ben Pakua. So low tall of time is in Avela. Won't it save you from touching, making an Avela? It saves you from eating it. Won't it save you from an Avela? What? Yes, dead. So what? Had it been alive, you'd be able to eat it, so there's no tumma either. No, you shouldn't shech it. Ashechan behemet tahora. That makes sense by a tar animal. Behemet tamei menal. What about a tummy animal? So Amar Kra, it says, the chiyamos mena behema. Zu behemet tamei. Right? Asherhi lachem la'achla. Zu behemet tahora. So they're both from the same process of the Hekish. Ishkes, iskish. Behemoth Timea, or Behemoth Torah. Ma Behemoth Timehora, or Abura Tahar, just like a Behemoth Tahora. The baby is Tahar, Ah Behemoth Timea, Ubra Tahar. So to the same thing by Behemoth Timea, even though it's not edible. Rabbi Yosef Gluli, my timer. Why does Rabbi Yosef Gluli hold Hatif Shita? What does he say? He says, by Tommy animal, you Tommy. By Tar animal, you Tar. Why? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kra. It says, B'chol Holech Al Kapha, B'chol Hachai Holech. Again, B'chol Holech Al Kapha, whatever goes on paws, not split hooves. B'chol ha'chaya ho'lechet, right? Ma'alchei kapayim b'chaya, t'meitilach. I told you that these things are tamei. He learns that out of a pasuk. Elameyata, but if that's true, kol t'mei para l'tamei, a non-hoof cow inside a cow should make you tamei. Why? The ma'alchei kapayim b'chaya hu. Because it's no different than any other animal that's not kosher. The Gemara says, well, mahalche kapayim, the mahalche arba, bahai mahalche arba, but mahalche shmonu. Normally, a treif animal has four, the baby has four legs, and the mother has also four. But here, the baby has four, and the mother has eight. Why? Because split hooves in two. So the mother has eight. Not the same thing. Now, what about this one? Para, dime gamal, lo sitame. So what if you have a camel that's born with split hooves? The Gemara calls that a para. Camel that's born with split hooves. That should not be tummy. And that's not edible no matter what. It's not edible no matter what. I don't care what it looks like, it's not edible. What is that? A cow inside a gummel. What it means is that a gummel had a baby that looks a little bit like a cow. It has split hooves. It's not kosher. You're not allowed to eat it. However, it has split hooves. So that shouldn't make you tummy, according to Biosi. Why shouldn't it make you tummy? Why shouldn't it make you tummy? Because it's eight and four. Right? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Technically, you're right. Holech, b'chol holech, l'abas par b'mei gomel. It's a limit from a pasuk. So now, kol b'mei kuluta, l'tamei, the b'chol holech, a minute. Kolot, what is that one? Kolot, 1 minute. Call it b'nei kluta. L'tamei, d'mahalke arba, d'mahalke arbahu. What if you have a cow that doesn't have split hooves, has a baby that also doesn't have split hooves? Right? But you're allowed to eat both of them. Except the point of Shimon. Right? So what, that should make you tamei, and it's not true. The more answers you're right. L'hachke ahani kavachomer d'rb chitza. That's what we have in chitza's kavachomer. That said what? if it saves you, if you're not eating them for kula, then surely there won't be any tumma. Maskefla, Rav Acha, Doi, Bar Ami. So what about a chazir? Chazir, b'mei chazir, will lola tamei. A pig inside a pig should not be tamei. Why? The mahalche shmoru, mahalche shmoru. It's 8 on 8. Gemara says, you're right. Ella, amar of nacham b'itlach mehacha. How do we know Rav Yossi Shita? From here, it says, nefesh kitziga b'chol tamei. If you touch anything tamei. O b'livas chaya tamei, o b'livas behemah tamei, o b'livas sheretz tamei. So, Gemara says, b'chi nivlas behemah tamei matama, Torah lo matama? But only non-kosher animals have tumah, not kosher animals. This pasuk doesn't mention the kosher animal. Ella ezu zed the ubor shebetuma tame tahora tahor. You're right. What are we talking about? We're talking about an ubor. If it comes out of a tame animal, tame. If it comes out of a tahor animal, it is tahor. Mayakar denaftele the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the Rav Yitzchak lamali. So what do we do with Rav Yitzchak's vort? What did Rav Yitzchak say? Rav Yitzchak learned that from this pasuk in Parshas Shmini about kapos. Right? He loved Rabbi Yitzchak, if not for him, have amina kulik the Rabbi Huda Asa. I would have thought that the whole pasuk is used for the drasha of Rebbe. The drasha of Rebbe is tomorrow's daf. What exactly Rebbe did with this pasuk? Just at face value, Rebbe was going to darsh this pasuk tomorrow in a very unusual way, and comes along Rabbi Yitzchak and says, I'm not darshing it like that. If not for Rabbi Yitzchak, I would have no other way to darsh it. Rebbe, dashing in a certain way. I would, okay, that makes sense. Comes a little bit, no, dashing in a different way. It's running out of time. I don't want to go into it. We'll have it tomorrow's doc. It's all about Rebbe. What? Okay, Tanya. Rabbi Yonason said, Namti lola ben Adai. I told Ben Adai, I know that an nevela of a behema tahora is tame. Nevela behema tameya shenitma. A nevela tameya also tame. Nevela chaya tameya shematame shenitma. A nevela of a chaya also. Nevela chaya tahora lola b'adam benayim. What about a chaya tahora that doesn't get shkita? Is that a nevela? That I don't know. Gamli kol holech al kafa b'chol chaya holechet. Well, the pasuk said. Namli, answer me back. Kaholech al kapa v'chol chayo lechem. Namti lo, I said back to him. V'chi nemer v'chol chayo? V'alo lo nemer el b'chol chayo. V'malche kapa v'chayo hu da'asa. Right, maybe it's only common to tell you when it's alive? Only an uber, not an animal itself. Namli, v'ma yishmol omar davar v'hazeh? What does Yishmol say about this story? Namti lo, v'chi yomuts min ha-behema. Zu behema t'meya. Asher he look am lachol zu behema torah lamdeinu chaya b'chol miklal behema. So what do we see from here? That a chaya is included in the category of a behema. Who behema b'chol chaya? Behema is also included in the category of a chaya. Chaya tahora b'chol behema tahora. A chaya tahora is included in behema tahora. Chaya tameya b'chol behema tameya. A chaya behema is included in behema tameya. Turning the page. Behema tameya b'chol chaya tameya. Behema tameya is included in chaya tahema. Behema tahora b'chol chaya tahora. And a behema tahora is included in chaya tahora. What do you see? It's all included. Now, the Balashan Zeh Amali, and I said, Chaval al Ben Azai, Shloshim is Rebbe Yishmael. What was to Ben Azai? We didn't have a Rebbe like Rebbe Yishmael. He calls him Yishmael without Rebbe. He wasn't his Rebbe. He calls him Yishmael. At the end, he calls him Rebbe Yishmael. Oh, what a loss I had. I didn't learn about Rebbe Yishmael. What an unbelievable finish. But tomorrow's daf, we'll be going through every single one. How do you know that a behemoth is a Chaya? A Chaya is a behemoth. Tumah this and Tumah that. Everything, that'll be tomorrow. We caught up at least. Everybody have a very good day. Tomorrow's daf is at 7:10. Tomorrow is a legal holiday. What?